associates, Christian brothers and sisters in the Lord. Thank you. Have your way on today. Thank you for our pastor and Pastor Ward and their first ladies and my wife, Sandra, being here today. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for my family as a whole. And we give you all the glory and the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Leave us every step of the way. How many believe that? God is faithful. God is faithful. He never, never, never changes.
Amen. That's right.
That's why I got this title, It's Time to Put God First. It's time to put God first. And we're coming out of Matthew 6:25-34. And we know the key verse is, seek, Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Praise God. Amen. You may be seated. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Let's look at it. We're going to hit the verses right quick, and then we'll get to our main text. But I want to show you something. Exodus 20:3. You in the King James Version, he said, but God, praise God, praise God. Amen, 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 amen. Exodus 20:3 said, thou shalt not. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. It's time to put God first. It's time to recognize that this what God said. So God don't want us to worry. And this Sermon on the Mount, when he was speaking to his disciples and those that are around, there's a lot of people are troubled. But he said not to have any other gods before him. He's a jealous God. God wants us to serve him. We have to totally commit to God. Not money. Not our wives. Not our children. Not our jobs. Not our car. Nothing comes before God. And when we do that, everything else is covered. Everything else is covered. It's protected. Because when we put God first, he take care of everything that concerns us. Psalms 37 and 4. I want to run these verses by you right quick so we can get you to see why it's time to put God first. And we started off with what? God said he have no other gods before him. So that's the first command. That is essential. Psalms 37 and 4. He said, delight thyself. See, delight, that means we should be enjoying this life. Every day, every moment, God is giving us that blessing. He know how to connect with you when you show him you appreciate him. Delight thyself also in the Lord. No matter what's coming. No matter what's happening, we don't have time to worry. The Bible says they that keep their mind stayed on him. This is a consistent life. In order to be able to delight, you got to be full of this. You got to be full of it. God give us life, and he say he want us to have that more abundantly. It's time to put God first. Put him back in his proper position. It's time. We see it. We see the world is crumbling. We see the schools are troubled. The campuses. Our children being taught everything but God. It's time. We see killing all over. We see high-speed chasing. 3 and 4 people are getting killed at a time. It's time to put God first. Say the delight, enjoy, and appreciate what God has given you. I don't waste time. The preacher prayed over me and give me the scripture. I love this word. The word is the joy of my life. This is where you stay strong. This is when you can rejoice always. When tests and trials come, they only come to make it strong, but you got to be like that tree planted by the rivers of water. Amen. We shall not be moved. See, this is when you can delight, when you trust God. That's what it's coming to. We got to trust God. Everything is falling down but the word of God. But the word of God. Believe me, saints. I've seen a lot of things. And as I say, I've been a lot of places. I've seen the ups and the downs. Even in my own life. Even in my wife. Even in my daughters. My sisters. My nephew. I experienced it. So if I don't keep myself full of the word, them things are going to shake me. But the Bible tells us, don't be shaken by what you see. We see war all over Israel. Here, at the border, we're having all kinds of issues. But God said, delight thyself also in the Lord. A command. You want to reap the benefits. You got to sow something into God. Sow something into your life. And he shall, not. See, we got to believe the word beyond the shadow of a doubt. We can't let the world dictate on what we believe. Someone said, if I perish, and say, if I perish, let me perish. But I'm going to see the King. I'm going. I ain't going to entertain nothing else. I'm locked and loaded. Ready to be just going out of here. Be leave here in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. I'm going to be changed like that. That's the promise. That's a promise. We don't have nothing to worry about. The world having the same issues we have. But we got God to lean on. He told us, lean not to our own understanding, but in all our ways acknowledge him. And he's going to do what? He's going to direct our path. What a good God. Then he tells us the light. Have fun. Have fun. We're not going to get out of character, but in God. In God, I'm going to enjoy myself. I get the happy, and the glad. Anybody know me? I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. He shall give thee the desires of your heart. Boy, I love words like that. Desires of my, the things that mean, that makes a difference with me. The desires of my heart. God said this, not my daddy, my mother, no, my brother, sister, but God. God said he won't hold no good thing from you. If your ways please him. My God, I love the word. And we all love the word. But I thank God. I thank God for what this hope that he's put in me. My God, I tell you, it's nothing like it. So the scripture say, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Oh, God, oh, taste and see. And I love to taste good things. He said, it's sweeter than the honey. And the honeycomb. It's sweet, I know. Oh, nothing like Jesus. Nothing like Jesus, saints. Nothing like Jesus. That's why I say it's time to put God first. Come on, saint, get your house in order. Get your house in order. Get your house in order. You have tasted. And put your hand to the plow. It's too late now to pull it back. I heard somebody say when the men told Lot and them to leave, because it's about to go down. But as the pastor said, old Salty had to look back. Sister Salty looked back. That's the test. That's why we can't start and stop. The Bible tells us to be steadfast and unmovable and always abounding in the works of the Lord. Because we know our labor is not in vain. God said it, and that tells it. God said it. God said it. God said it. It's time to put God back in place. It's time to put God first. It's time to put God first. First in everything you do. Everything you do. I get up in the morning, I'm ready. I'm not getting ready. I'm ready. Because God woke me up this morning. God gave me the strength at 74 years old. I am strong in the Lord. I'm a mighty warrior of God. I give God the glory. I give God the glory. He's a keeper. He's a keeper. He's a keeper. I can jump high. I can run like troops over wall. And I'm talking about the goodness of God. Because I keep him first. I keep him in his proper place because he says he's a jealous God. And he have no other gods before him. That's all it's about. It's not that hard. But if you have the mind. He said, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. He didn't give up. He went all the way. Yeah. All the way, praise God. I got to keep moving here, praise God. Hallelujah. Let's look at Proverbs 2 and 3, and then we're going to get to our text. Proverbs 2 and 3. Hallelujah. Say hallelujah. 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 That's a part of keeping God first. He said to enter into his gates. That's not the scripture, though. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving. When you come here, you can't be getting ready. You got to be ready if you keep God's first. When you go to that job, you're not going there not ready. When you get in that car, you're not going to say, okay, what am I going to do? You got to know what you're doing. This is pertinent now. We are living in perilous times. We cannot go anywhere without praying. Amen. The Bible tells us pray without ceasing. We got to keep praying. It's praying time now, saints. My God. Praise God. Proverbs 3, 2 and 3. Praise God. Amen. See, I always keep a ram in the bush. I always, one thing I've learned, to keep strong men around me and women that can keep me looking up, that can download into me, that can encourage me. We got to watch who we mingle with, who we with.
That's right.
See, I have all these strong men and women that I iron sharpen iron. I have something to share. You have something to share. And we build each other up in our most holy faith. Proverbs 2 and 3. Yea, if thou cried after knowledge, cried after knowledge and lifted up thy voice for understanding. If thou seeketh he her as silver and searcheth for her as for hidden treasures. I added that verse in there because this is what it is. This is a treasure. It's a treasure. It's jewels in there. And we got to open the book and search it out. One man had a field and he stole everything to find that treasure. That's what we got to do. Sell out and keep God first. And then we can eat the good of the land. Then we can be encouraged. Praise God. Praise God. One more and then we're going to go to it. One more. John, I just want to give you a few little scriptures just to keep you encouraged, as we all do. We need encouragement the time we're living in. John 3 and 30. John, J-O-H-N, 3 and 30. He said, he must increase.
There it is.
It's time to keep God first. He must increase, but I must decrease. What does that say us? Paul said, I have to die daily. Amen. We have to become selfless. We have victory in our lives. Now we want to put on whole armor. So we have to decrease in order to be prepared. Mm-hmm. I must decrease. No more I, but it's Christ that lives in me.
Amen.
This Tyrone got to decrease and allow God to grow in me more and more each day. The more God grow in you, the stronger you get. The more vibrant, the more energized you get. Because you have spent time with God. And God lets you see light. And the more you see light, the more you're going to desire it. And then you're going to say, oh, no, I'm going to pass this meal up. I'm going to decrease so he can increase more. I'm not going to go here today. I'm going to spend time with God. I want to be full of God. We got to get full of God. It's time, saints. It's time, it's time, it's time to put God first. Praise God. Let's turn to Matthew, and I'll be out of your way in just a minute. And we see here where, look at Matthew 6:25, talks about worry. We worry. Bible tell us to rest in the Lord. Amen. And the power is mine. Rest. Just like you lie out on your babe, you let everything go. God want us to trust him. Put him first. Look what he said in verse 5. Therefore I say unto you, take no thought. Take no thought. Man, I love when God says that. Man, it's not, you don't have the college education to understand that. Everybody can relate to that. I mean, take no thought. Nothing. That's it. Don't worry. There you go. Therefore, I say unto you, take no thought for your life. I must decrease, and he must increase. We have to make a transition. We constantly transition more like God. What ye shall eat, or what ye shall drink, nor ye yet for your body, what you shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Now look at therefore. So something had to happen in this chapter for that to come to therefore. You see, we have to trust God and we have to pray. So therefore, take heed. Instead, take heed that you do not your arms, verse 6:1, your arms before men to see of them. Otherwise, you have no reward. God already told us, if you're gonna get praise of men, you done lost out on me, because you got what you wanted.
Well, that's right.
Priorities. Man, I love this. I thank God I'm here to let it resonate with me. First me, Lord. First me. Preach me. So he said that, therefore. And then he said it again in 31. Therefore, take no thought, saying what you shall eat. God is showing us what's important, where our heart is. Where our heart is, then your treasure is going to be there also. Take no thought, saying what you shall eat, or what you shall drink, or wherewith shall we be clothed. In other words, God provides for us. God provide for us. Said he will provide our every need according to his rich and God. God got the whole world in his hand. God owns everything, even the cattle on the thousand hill. God is in charge. And we're going to trust him. Verse 34. Take therefore no thought again. If that ain't bringing it home. Take no thought. Priorities. Who we are. Are we on this side? Are we on that side? When Moses came down with the tablets, they had to make a vision. Those that were with Moses stayed here. And those that didn't want to go on that side, what happened? He opened the earth up. So you know, I like it because I know where I need to be. Yeah, I'm on the Lord's side, and I ain't going nowhere. Yeah. Oh, this is good. I thank God for his word. Nothing like God's word. Delight yourself. First scripture. Delight. Take pleasure in opening God's word. That's him.
That's it.
John 1 and 1 say, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Verse 14, the Word became flesh. Came flesh and dwelled among us. My God, what more approval? What more we need? What more, what else that God has to do?
Come on, Elder.
We were sinners. We talked about this morning. We were sinners saved by grace. That clean blood. Adam made a choice. And that wasn't the right choice. He said, the day you eat of this fruit, you will have no part of me. He kicked him out of the garden. God hates sin. God give us all this, and it's in the book. But we want more. Bible say, whatever state you find yourself in, be there content. I am so happy with Jesus. I am content. I am content. I wake up in the morning, I am content. I love my family. They know I love them. I love all of you, but I love God more. It's time to put God first. Come on, saint, first. Praise God. Let's go back to verse 26. Behold, a fowl of the air. Now, we greater than birds.
That's right. Yes, we are.
See, we were created in his image.
Come on.
Now, if God take care of the birds, the fowl of the air, the birds, the flowers, what more about us? We are more precious in his eyes. Those flowers die, and then they got to grow again. But we have eternity abiding in us. Take God and put him back in his proper place. Put him first. All you got to do is repent.
That's it.
Just repent. We all make mistakes. We all fumble the ball.
Yeah, we do.
Say it, Elder. He told Ephesus, you've forgotten your first love.
Uh-huh.
All you got to do is say, oh, boy, I blow it, Lord. You the one. For God so loved the world.
Yes.
See, God loved us. But when we mess up, God said he'll cast it in the sea. Man, what a good God. What a loving God. He's concerned about everything that concerned us, that matters to us. Oh, bless his name. I'm going to get ready to close out. I might not go on over on all these scriptures, but just take them home for the sake of time. Praise God. But the key verse I want to share with you, and we all know it, maybe. Maybe. Oh, bless God's name. But seek, but. That's it. That's it. He that hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. Boy, I'm there. Every time I get a chance, that's my daughters. I'm in the garage. I'm opening the book. My dog's sitting right there with me. I walk the dog, and I got it in my ears listening to some good music or listening to the word because I want to keep my mind focused. I got to stay focused for my family, for my friends, for those that watches me. Why everybody watches us. Why? Because we are the salt of the earth. We are the light of the world. Everybody know this. But we got to be on our job. Stand at attention. And these military men know when the sergeant, whoever comes in, you better have everything in place. Oh, I tell you, this is good. I thank God. I had my daughter right there. She was in the military. And I used to watch military stories. And I never just watch things. I always something trying to glean one way or the other. God saved this. I mean, I don't do this. God showed me how this man, as Pastor Warren said this morning about Corey Bryant.
Yeah.
That man started, and he started strong, and he finished strong. And the last day of the game he played, he scored 60 points at that stage of his life. But I learned he spent invested time in the gym. Work hard to harness his craft. We got to harness this. Hide the word in your heart that you don't sin against him. God says sin stinks in his nostril. So when we do wrong, we are hurting God. Sister Dolores said about the children and when they was growing up and how when they would do something wrong and they know they were wrong and they just got to get it. Next time they'll think twice about it. And we all been through that. We all been through that. But it's nothing but the mercy of God. Praise God. Nothing but the mercy of God. But seek ye first the kingdom of God. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. It's time to put God first. Put him back in his position in your life. Put him back. Remember, reflect when God saved you. How excited you was. How on fire you was. And then I got, as Pastor always said, it's a process. It takes time. And I got tired of up and down, up and down, up and down. I get there and I got a good flow going, and then I let something disturb me. I worry or I complain. And then I got to start all over again. I lost ground. Now I got to catch up and then gain ground. I've learned. That's why you all know me. I got dynamite in me. When I boast, I'm boasting in the Lord. I got Didymus power in me. Y'all like that one better? See, you got to explode. God put the Holy Ghost. God put his spirit. He said, after you receive the Holy Ghost, then you shall have power. Man, I flaunted for my daddy. I'm not ashamed. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. You got to let people know. Praise God. I'm closing out. I'm closing out. Oh, boy, this is good. Kingdom and righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Your daddy say, okay, you do what I say, you please me, you keep me first. You can have what you will. He said, you can ask what you will if your ways please me. And I sure know how to humble myself down because I want to be blessed. I love being blessed. I love smiling. I love being pain-free. Pain-free. I don't take nothing. Nothing but the grace of God. This is my healer. This is my strength. The joy of the Lord. God, he got his spirit in me. And when I put the word in there, the spirit cleanses it. Keeps me whole. Keeps me whole. Keeps me whole. Praise God. It means something to honor God with your life. We all ain't got there, but don't give up. I used to think when I was driving the bus, every day if I messed up, next day I'd say, well, I'm going to do it right this time. I'm not going to offend nobody, not going to hurt nobody. You know how you get some people get on the bus and they act up. But I say, Lord, let me do it right today. Because you told me with love and kindness have I drawn thee. I thank God for my wife. When I came here, California, I didn't even know how to drive at all. I'm just by way of testimony. I'm going to get out the way. I didn't know how to drive at all. But that big old bus, my wife would take me around. I didn't know the city. She'd take me around because we had routes. And she just was patient with me. That's why I love her now. She's the apple of my eye. But God first, God first. Okay, we're going to close out. I'm just going to read the last scripture, and I'm going to turn it over to Pastor. And anyone, praise God, need prayer. Anyone is lacking salvation. Anyone haven't been covered in the blood or cleansed in the blood All you got to do is repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus. And eventually you want the Spirit going to come as you seek him daily. Verse 34 says, take therefore. Now he's telling you to let it go. Because if I'm going to trust you, I'm going to trust you. I can't worry about if this is going to go right, that's going to go right. You know, take no thought. Don't entertain nothing but Jesus. Take no thought for tomorrow. See, we don't know we lie down. We don't even know we're going to wake up tomorrow. See, tomorrow, for tomorrow shall take. See, God already laid it out. He's laying in us how to work it, how to live, how to refrain from stress and worry. You're supposed to rest in the Lord.
That's the word.
No, take no thought for those things. For tomorrow shall let thoughts for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. We have enough each day to contend with the tests and the trials and the things that we deal with for today. Don't worry about yesterday. See, don't carry it over here. Then you got a double whammy. That's gone. Close the book on that. Close the book on that. Live right in the moment. We say that. Live in the moment. Live in the moment. Because it's sufficient. We have enough to, with our children, with our relationship, with the traffic, with the high prices in the store. That's why we trust in God. And don't put no confidence in man. Praise God. I got that amen, Pastor. Praise God. Until there's evil there, praise God. So we thank God. Amen. Amen. Just being obedient and a humble servant. Praise God. So at this time, we'll turn it over to our pastor. Praise God. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Appreciate you.
Man, what a powerful word. We praise the Lord. Put God first. Is anybody in here? If there